Can you hear me now?
Hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me, the ones who need it most. I believe. With everything that's in me, the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.
Show on WGXC.
Would you like to do a show on WGXC?
Interesting, boring, really, 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 really boring.
It would be about wonderful things. It would be about
chocolate pigs.
She's obsessed with pigs.
Chocolate pigs?
Awesome.
All the way down.
The only dogs can hear.
Burn his.
I turned it down. Do it.
Did you hear that?
No.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopees.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kaya Weidman of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News
update. Mid-Hudson News reports that Governor Kathy Hochul was in Ulster County September 1st for an update on the wildfires that have burned at least 270 acres since starting last week. She said the fires may burn themselves out and blamed them on climate change.
The DEC predicts that ultimately it will burn itself out. It may take a week, it may take 2 weeks, but we don't expect it to be able to threaten any life or structure. We have to expect the unexpected, because the unexpected has now become the norm. That is our reality. That is our reality. And anyone who denies that, just come to New York. Let me show you how our state has changed so dramatically. Ask the farmers how different it is for them with their crops. Ask anyone in the tourism industry, places up on Lake Ontario, that had a 100-year flood in 2017 and another 100-year flood in 2019. I made the observation, doesn't someone owe us 98 years in between these? So the 500-year event we had in New York City, the 100-year events we're seeing upstate, with flooding in our Great Lakes all the way to our rivers and valleys here in the Catskills. This is the world we're dealing with. It's harsh.
Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that Columbia Memorial Health employees again made a point about the hospital's staff shortages with a protest in Hudson on September 1st. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson and State Senator Michelle Henchy joined hospital union employees asking for hiring more staff. Kim Gibson, a union organizer with 1199 SEIU United Healthcare Workers East, said, and I quote, "It is not unusual to hear the term staffing shortages in today's healthcare world. What is unusual here in Hudson at our local hospital is that the units and clinics have had to close for a day or days due to no staff," end quote. She said that currently there are 328 open positions at the hospital and its off-sites. She said, and I quote, "That's a large portion of the workforce," end quote. Last month, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wrote a letter to the hospital with a similar message. Gillibrand wrote, and I quote, "Due to low wages and high turnover, CMH is operating at a staff vacancy of more than 200 bargaining unit members. This extreme understaffing has caused the closure of beds and clinics, decreasing the availability of the already limited health care services in the area," end quote. CMH President and CEO J.P. Callahan agreed that, and I quote, "There is a shortage of health care workers," end quote, but said the hospital is not to blame. Callahan said, and I quote, "The union will attempt to identify this shortage as a local issue, but we know and can demonstrate that it is a national issue and one that is especially acute in upstate New York hospitals," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Rick Collin reports in the Times Union that hunting groups are criticizing Representative Elise Stefanik for a bill she's co-sponsoring that would repeal a decades-old excise tax on firearms. The gun tax funds wildlife conservation and other environmental protections. Caden MacArthur, the government relations representative for Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, said, and I quote, "There wasn't any consultation with sportsmen's or sportswomen's groups," end quote. The bill is more political theater than reality right now, as Democratic majorities in Congress are unlikely to pass the measure. Shortly after Democratic Representative Don Byers of Virginia introduced a bill to impose a 1,000% excise tax on assault-style weapons earlier this year, Republicans introduced the Repealing Excise Tax on Unalienable Rights Now Act. Stefanik said, and I quote, "I am proud to join my colleagues in introducing legislation to eliminate this harmful tax that infringes on Americans' ability to exercise their Second Amendment rights. Make no mistake, I will not allow the government to tax the constitutional right of hardworking Americans by marking up the price to exercise one's Second Amendment rights," end quote. The tax dates back to 1937 and generates $18 million annually for New York State and more than $400 million since 1939 for a range of wildlife habitat protection and restoration efforts, as well as hunter safety programs. The Howl for Wildlife group the National Wildlife Federation, the National Wild Turkey Federation, and the Sportsmen's Alliance are among the groups in opposition to Stefanik on the issue. Stefanik represents the 21st Congressional District that will include Rensselaer County beginning next year. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 85 degrees. And Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 61 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia Counties.
And your weekend Rip Van Winkle sandbar times will be on Saturday, surfacing from 1:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. and coming back again between 1 and 4 p.m. On Saturday, the current will be average. Sunday, sandbar appears 3 to 5 a.m. and again 3 to 5:30 p.m. Current on Sunday will be low. Looking way up, we see possible geomagnetic storms on Sunday as Earth enters a relatively dense plasma stream. Solar wind speed is currently 435 kilometers per second at 7.6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 67. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Chris Funkhauser and Amy Huffnagel of Rhinebeck, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties. Hands-on
listener-supported radio. Number
Number nine.
That was Patrick Andy from his 2022 album Living in Mount Zion. That was Got to Give Some Help Dub on 90.7 FM.
Number
That was Palinville's Florist with June 9th Nighttime from their 2022 album Florist.
Number 7.
All right, here is 2022 new music from U.S. Girls or Us Girls, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The song is called So Typically Now on the radio at 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. 6. song and they sing of London. Love they made there, will it really last any time? What's that that you said to me? Oh, I'm a chaos space marine, so what? I love you, darling, will you take
2022 new music there from Black Country New Road. The song is called Chaos Space Marine. On the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
Ship on piano, Michael Bizio on bass, and Newman Taylor Baker on drums. This is the Matthew Ship Trio from their 2022 album World Construct. This is Beyond Understanding. Thank you.
number
4. Next on the radio, we tune in Phoenicia's Matthew O'Neill, who does a radio show on WGXC. This is from his 2022 album, Songs of Connection. It's called Wrong Response.
You got the wrong response to every problem, because you don't see things correctly. Go back to the places that they left. Go back to remember what they forget. It was passed down. It's not your fault. Yeah, time to reconnect with your kid. And fly on the wings of a dove. We are waking up the ones that we love. Yesterday he was an eagle.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back in. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall. One way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Back. You took it out, but you can't. back. You feel it stinging and you wanna scratch. You found the box and you're looking for the match. One piece to break the fall, one wave to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. A hidden rod, took a taste and then you spit it back up. You threw the rock just to watch it splash. Sick as a dog and you're digging through the trash. One taste to break the fall, one way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're bargaining for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of the edge of the edge of the edge.
That was 2022 new music from Panda Bear from Animal Collective and Sonic Boom. The song's called Edge of the Edge on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number
2. Next we hear 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe. The song is a cover of Richard and Linda Thompson's You're Going to Need Somebody on the 2022 album Evolution Here We Come.
When you're lost in the dark and you can't find a way, the night is so number
one.
Here's Nigerian guitarist Madur Maktur, the song Umur Har, drum machine version, from the 2022 album Niger EP Volume 1.